Thank you for calling Sunfire. To begin authentication, please enter the best 10-digit callback number for you.
5.
I got it. Don't worry.
Oh.
Our mission is clear. Sunfire is dedicated to transforming the way seniors purchase health insurance by fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation. Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Thank you for calling Sunfire CESC. My name is
Hi, this is Shauna with Providence Senior Care, and I have Ms. Lily R. Johnson Ephraim on the line, and I have an enrollment code.
All right. Will you please provide the beneficiary
enrollment like code? D like in dog, 0. R like in Roger, J like in Jack, 9. J like in Jack, M like in Mary, 5. And then 2, then T, and then Tom.
Okay. Could you repeat that over and slowly for me? Hold on. Wait. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Go right ahead and repeat
the number. Dog.
Repeat it over.
0.
Mm-hmm.
R and Roger.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Jack.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Okay.
J as in Jack again.
Mm-hmm.
M as in Mary.
All right.
Number 5.
Okay.
Number 2.
Okay.
T as in Tom. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Yes. And, yes, it's Ms. Lily. And thank you for your help. I have located the customer.
Yes,
Ms. Lily on the line. All right, thank you. And Ms. Lily, can you please verify your first and last name and your date of birth for
Lily,
verification?
L-I-L-L-I-E, Lily. Last name Johnson hyphen Ephraim, J-O-H-N-S-O-N hyphen E, P as in Paul, H as in Happy, R-I-A-M.
All right, and your date of birth?
40.
Okay, 12/6/1940. Okay, all right, thank you. And if we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
272. Let me think. What's my...
6788.
That's right.
My sister changed
my number.
Yes. It's okay. Thank you so very much. I'm going to pull up your enrollment now. Okay, and no problem. As soon as I get your enrollment pulled up, I will begin. One moment. Okay. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, hold on just a second. All right, and all right, and thank you for your help, Ms. Shanna Gray. I've located the enrollment. I can help Ms. Lily R. Johnson, Efren.
Okay. All right, here. No problem.
Okay. All right. And thank you. And hello, Ms. Lily R. It's nice to meet you. My name is Mandy, and I will be your advocate today. Let's go ahead and get started. My job is to simplify things and ensure you feel confident as you get started with your new coverage. I see you have Kay Barden as your primary care physician. Is this correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Barden, thank you.
Keith Kevin Barden.
All right. And all right, thank you so very much. And I see you have Michael Granberry and Mobile Infirmary Association and Mobile Infirmary Association and also Charles Jones as your specialist doctor. Is this correct?
Yeah, well,
is that
Dr.
correct?
Dr. Jones at the Providence Hospital. And then the other two doctors at Mobile Infirmary, which is on, Mobile Infirmary. 1700.
All right. And are there any other?
1700, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you for giving me that information, and you've answered the question. And it says, are there any other doctors we have not reviewed that
there
you would like
many.
To go over? Okay, all right. And I see you have five medications listed with your enrollment.
That's
is that,
correct.
Is this correct? All right. And are there any other medications other than over-the-counter we have not yet reviewed?
I don't have any over-the-counters yet so far, but now the ones that I had given you are the only ones that I take.
Mm-hmm. Ones that you have given me is the only ones that you take. Okay, great. All right. Thank you so very much for letting me know that. And all right. And can you also confirm you fill your prescription at the following pharmacy, which is
CVS?
CVS,
because I prefer mail order, and I have not been able to get them through the mail. Yes, CVS is my secondary.
All right. You have some additional plan features, including dental. Do you did you review these during enrollment? Yes,
yes
or no?
During enrollment, I've already gotten new,
did
new
you
dentures. I have new dentures. Yes.
What I was at. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me know that. And it says, did you review these during enrollment?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Did your agent tell you that you have dental
yes.
vision issues? Okay, all right, all right. And it says, all right, we're almost done reviewing your enrollment. Now I need to confirm your intention to enroll in this plan. Just to verify, you have chosen Humana Value Plus PPO with a monthly premium of $0 and a proposed effective date
yes.
of February 1st, 2026. Is it your intention to enroll
yes,
in this plan? All right. Thank you so very much for that, ma'am. And one moment while I go to the next screen. As soon as this gets submitted, we will go to the next screen. I do want to let you know that you are the last person. I am the last person that you have to speak with today. I do understand that you've been on the phone for a while, and I will move as quickly as possible, okay? And it says, before we get started, let's confirm your contact information. Humana Inc. will need to communicate important information about your plan with you. Let's make sure we have your best contact information in the system and we know how you would like to be contacted. I have 251-272-6788 as the phone number you provided. Is that a
cell
phone number?
That's a
cell
phone.
Yes or no?
That's my house phone. That's everything. That's one phone for everything. So it's cell phone.
Exactly. I do understand. Okay, next it says, okay, wait just one moment. I apologize. Let me fix my screen. Do you have an email address you would like Humana Inc.
Okay,
to send emails to?
I don't like emails, but I do have an email address. It's ljohnson-ephraim@att.net.
Okay, okay. One moment. So I have L. Johnson. Okay, L. Johnson. Just one second. and you said hyphen
yes.
Ephraim. Okay, L. Johnson hyphen Ephraim. And what else?
Dot net.
And ATT.
Net. N-E-T.
Dot net. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me that information. And as a part of your plan, Humana Inc. will send you updates, reminders, and other notifications. You can choose the way that you want to be contacted, and you can update your consent and preferences at any time by contacting Humana Inc. And which other following ways would you like to be contacted? By email, text message,
text
mail,
message.
Or phone call? Text, all right. And with your text option, just so you know, standard message and data rates may apply, okay? One moment. Okay. With your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect health information. With your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect information from your previous health insurers It says, with your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect information from your previous health insurers directly from those insurers. This can help you in two ways. It can reduce outreach you don't need, and it can help Humana Inc. clinical experts identify programs you might like. By agreeing, you would instruct your previous health insurers to release all your health care information to Humana Inc. while you're Humana Inc. member. This would be effective from the first day of your coverage with Humana Inc. until your coverage ends. Do you authorize Humana Inc. to collect health information from your previous health insurers within the last 5 years? Yes or no? All right. If you change your mind at any time, you can update or withdraw your consent by contacting Humana Inc. By contacting the Humana Inc. Privacy Office at privacyoffice@humana.com. Okay, I want to go ahead and get that submitted for you. And then next it says we have a short health survey that will only take a few minutes to complete. Your answers will help ensure you're aware of all the benefits of your plan. Your participation is voluntary, and your answers won't affect your coverage, benefits, or premium. And you can pause the survey at any time. Let's take a few minutes now to fill it out, okay? Have you had a colonoscopy within the last 10 years? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Don't know. No, but I plan on getting a cancer screening this year.
Yes.
All right, and you said yes. When was your last colonoscopy? The date doesn't have to be exact.
5 years ago, but I know it's been less than 10. So, yeah, I've had that.
Okay, so. Yeah. Okay, would you like for me to say 2025 or 2021?
Well, let's say 20, because it's about 5 years.
All right, and would you like, what month do you believe that occurred?
I can't tell you.
Okay, no problem. The next question states, have you had a mammogram within the last 2 years? Yes, no, or don't know?
Yes, I have had
a
mammogram. Yeah, I've had
okay.
a mammogram. I've had all that.
Okay, all right. And when was your last mammogram?
I don't know date, baby. I'm 84 years old.
Oh my goodness. You sound very good. You sound very good. What is it called? That's good. I did not know that you would have said that you're 84, but oh my goodness, yes. So now Okay, well, it doesn't have to be the exact date. So.
And I can't beat about the bush because I can't remember. I don't remember. I have to ask my doctor when it was, but I don't know. Actually, I really can't tell you. I've had all of it done, but the year and date, nope. I have no clue.
Okay, so would you like for me to put don't know then?
Better, but I have had
or would you
put don't know? That would be
okay.
Huh?
I'm sorry. What you say?
Better, but don't know. When you tell them my age, then they understand why I don't know. Are you still there?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I am. So, or would you like for me to put no, but I'm planning on getting a mammogram this year?
No, I have had it, so that'd be like, I'd be lying if I said no. No, don't put no.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. No problem. Okay, because you have had it, but I don't know. I was stating no because that you were planning on getting one this year.
No,
the only reason why I stated that like that is because I was saying. Okay. So you answered that. Right. And I was just trying to make sure because you were saying I don't know if it's in. You know, this time frame, so it's okay. But I put down don't know
right.
Like you told me to do it first.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. You the one call the shots. Okay. Next question says, do you have diabetes?
I have diabetes, type two.
Okay. And it says, have you had your diabetic retinal eye exam done by an optometrist or an ophthalmologist within the last 2 years?
You say I have 20/20 vision.
All right. Yes. Okay. And so when was your last retinal eye exam?
I can't tell you that either. I don't put down dates when I go to the doctor. I guess I need to start writing them on the calendar, but no, I don't remember that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. But no problem.
Dr. Jones.
Go ahead.
Told me, he said, Miss Ephraim, you have 20/20 vision. You don't even have to wear glasses. So I told him, good, I didn't like them anyway. Glasses.
That's all right. But I am so glad to hear that. Yes. Yeah. So do you know, you don't know of the last year?
Just the last year.
A couple years. So would you like to say 2024?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We'll just put that down. Okay. And then it says, what were the results of the exam? Was it no or negative diabetic retinopathy or positive diabetic retinopathy or don't know? But you said you have 20/20 vision, so no glasses are needed. So
yeah, that's what my ophthalmologist said, that I had 20/20 vision, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't put a number on it. He may have, but, you know, 84, I don't remember all that stuff. But I do know I've had all that done. See, I look out for my health because, I'm getting older and I don't need to let myself go. So I'm going to get checked out.
Right. Yes. I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that you value yourself in that way, and that's what you're doing. That's great. And like I said, to be able to talk to you, and you may not remember some dates, but I want to tell you that happens with all of us. And you know what I'm saying? And like, you may have things on your mind, so that's the reason why that they, you know, that you may forget those days, but it is a good idea to write that stuff down, you know, to help you know what it is that you've done, or if there's any information that you need to give concerning that. So I just wanted to let you know that. But next question states, have you had a bone mineral density test in the past 2 years? Would you say yes, no, or don't know? Or no, but I plan on getting a bone mineral density test, and you said yes. When was your last bone mineral density test? You know that was coming,
right?
Yeah,
a couple of years ago. I think that was a couple of years.
Okay, a couple of years. Okay, so would you like to say 24
that.
Or 23? What year? Which one? 24, 23. All right, got it. Okay, and then it says, do you have a digital blood pressure cuff at home? Would you say yes or no? Or no?
I said I do.
Well, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. I understand. And the reason, like, you hear me keep breathing is not that I'm ignoring you. It's just that when I have to read out the whole entire information, I have to read out all the information, and then I'll say at the end, but you said yes. So that's why you hear me say that. But I would definitely... Yeah, do that for you. And it says, do you have a digital blood pressure cuff at home? Yes, no, or don't know, or no, but I plan on getting a blood pressure cuff this year. And you said, yes, you have one. Thank you. And the next question.
I'm looking at it right now.
And the next one says, what is your name?
I'm looking at my cuff right now.
Okay. Yes, you have it organized and in place where you can, like I said, I am so glad. I am so glad, that you take care of yourself, and the fact that your, doctors are, you know, suggesting these things for you, and, you know, because you're still a human being and you, need to take care
that's
of yourself,
right.
You know, and I'm glad to hear that's how your mind, your mindset is, right. And, and that you're around people who believe the same thing as well. And it says, what is your normal pain level on a scale from 0, meaning no pain, to 10, unbearable
pain? No
pain
at all.
You better tell them, okay? With 20/20 vision and no pain
I
at all. You
but
better
I
tell them.
I do suffer
okay?
with migraines, but I have not had a migraine in a while. That's it.
Right. Yes, I am so happy for you. Yeah, I love to hear these things. In the past month, did you need help with any other following? Choose all that apply. Did you need help getting around your home, walking?
I was about
yes or no?
To chip wall it over. I don't need it. I get around very well.
Come on now. That's what I am saying. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes.
But I do feel very well. Honestly, I do. I really do.
Yes. I love to hear it. It's a blessing to hear, because I don't know. It's a blessing to hear that like I said, that you're doing that good, and that you got your sense of humor, you got your laughter. I love it. Yeah. Now I still have to ask you these questions, but I already know the answer to them. No. She said, I'll go after you. I just want to let you know, that I understand that your answer is no, but I still got to ask you. But he said, did you need help feeding yourself?
I eat like a dog. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. No,
I have people to laugh at that.
No, I eat very well alone. I went in and I cooked myself what I wanted, and then after that I started eating my breakfast, and that was it. Was I eat late?
Okay.
Yeah, I like to hang around in the bed a little while. Then I get up and get my bath or shower or whatever, and then I cook my breakfast and I sit down and eat. And I do it all alone because my husband goes to work.
Your husband goes to work? Come on now! Oh my goodness, that is so beautiful.
Yeah, he's always there.
That is so beautiful. Yeah,
yeah, when he's home,
he's
home. And
go ahead. I eat. Oh my God.
I cook when you're not here.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Oh my goodness. You have made my lifetime. You have made my lifetime. Yeah, right. I can't even say you made my day, but you made my lifetime because to hear how the way that y'all are that you're married, that both y'all are in good health, and to know that like you're saying that y'all are cooking and just living your life and I'm glad to hear that. Yes, that you're taking care of yourself and you still feel worth doing something like that. And but like I said, that I mean y'all ought to share, you know, this testimony, like I said, with a lot of people, and to be able to tell people, because you know what I'm saying, sometimes I hear that, because I used to also be a caregiver, and some people feel like that this is it, or the people that they're dealing with say, well, you know, that they're getting older, and it's like, but these people are still living. you know what I'm saying? And some people, no matter what age that they are, they look better than some people their age and younger. So just like I said, this really is a blessing to hear.
Well,
so thank
my
you.
Heels, I don't know what you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, and my heels on, yes.
You better come on. You better say, I'm telling you, you done made my lifetime. If I just keep talking to you, yes, it's a woman that
match all
interview.
My colors. And I wear my heels and stockings the same color.
Come on.
I am ready, you know. I am not one of those sorry behind folks. No, ma'am.
Yes.
My mother was like that, too, though.
Yes.
Yeah, my mother was like that, too.
Right.
But yeah, I had on my red heels and red suit and all that on Sunday. I sure did. Nobody knows how old I am because of the way I dress.
Right, the way you take care of yourself, the way.
That's all I'm gonna say.
All of that, yes. Yes.
Yeah, my husband brags to say, my wife wears everything matches, even her underwear. You didn't have to tell that lady that. He said, well, I'm your husband. I can tell her that.
He was like, I'm trying to help these other women out. I am trying to help them out.
They don't know how to dress and they don't care how they look. And I am going to be the one standing out like a sore thumb, I'm telling you.
Yes. I look at people at all ages, and it's a couple it's a lot of people like a different age brackets, but they are breaking the internet because like he's saying, and that's something that I believe that your husband,
yeah,
like he appreciates about
that.
You because not that even your husband even your husband can say she's
right.
Still taking care of herself. She's still living her life. She's still getting up every day. And that means a lot.
Right.
That means a lot. Yes. Yes. And I mean, and that can make him keep
right.
on going. You know what I'm saying? So, and taking care of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not playing. You have made my year. You.
Well, I got to tell you one more thing.
You have made my year.
I have to tell you one more thing.
Go ahead, honey.
He's a younger man.
Yeah.
And he really loves
me. Oh,
I don't know how much younger, but it doesn't matter. He sure keeps me going.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes those
they
are the best relationships.
I'm telling you, we've been married 30 years already.
Right. Okay. Like I said, your math is speaking for itself. Yes. And for him to speak, you know, like I said,
yeah.
He's bragging on you. And coming home and fixing you meals. So like I said, I have seen people who have, like you said, that they have gotten they have gotten married and have stayed married and have been in the most best relationships, even though that one of them is younger.
But
yeah.
Especially when the man is
yeah.
younger. Now a lot of women are younger. I got the younger man.
Yes.
The younger man that comes home from work, cooks my dinner, bringing it to me. I have the best husband in the world. I know I do. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and both of y'all bragging on each other. That's what I'm talking about.
Why not brag?
Y'all need to sit down. Come on now. You need to sit down and talk to the singles. I mean, talk to the singles. You need to talk to the singles. Because seriously, like any age would want to sit down and bask from y'all knowledge. Because like I said, it's not about a person age, but to see somebody like living like you can be happy, you know, because there's so much that you're giving, you know, you're telling people like how the way that we're happy in our marriage, you know what I'm saying, how the way that no matter that the age that you are, you're still taking care of yourself, and even though that he is younger, that he's able to state that she's still taking care of herself to where that she matches every part
that's
of her
right.
work.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I have enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I have really enjoyed talking to you too. Although it's all good.
I don't know why you said usually I'd be wanting to get off the phone. Yes. I don't know if you've seen some of the people on the internet. It's couples. I think the husband is a pastor. And I don't know if he's younger than her. I don't know, but their relationship and how the way that they're still taking care of themselves, like both of them look good. And everybody has been having them on different shows because to see them and to see how the way that they get along and how the way that they are still in love with each other, a lot of people have had them on their shows to show other people as well.
Oh, yeah.
But you have truly made my lifetime. So I enjoyed talking with you today. Yes. I can't even say it's down to a day or a year, but yes, you have truly made my lifetime. But okay, I'm not gonna hold you long, and I'm gonna go on ahead and do this. And did you need help getting in and out of bed or a chair?
You see me jump up out of that bed.
Is the next question. She said, "I just told you I skipped, honey. I just told you I skipped."
Before I get out of bed, I pray, and then I get up out of that bed. Yeah, I don't need help. Thank you. Thank you, Jehovah, for that. I don't have to have any help to do all that.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I think I was talking to a man in his 70s one day, and he said, ma'am, I just told you I run 5 miles every day. I said, sir, I understand. I have not heard you. I'm hearing you. I just got to keep asking the questions until I finish.
Yeah,
but
I ain't going to be running unless the law get behind me.
Yes. She said, unless somebody get behind me, trust me, I understand. Okay. All right. And then it says, caring for yourself and clean baby.
I don't want nobody else to bathe me. I know where everything is.
Oh my goodness! I love it. I love it. And she said, "Oh, okay."
Addressing
yourself.
My body parts. Are you somewhere to sit down? No, I don't need that. No, I don't need any help with anything. I appreciate all that, though. I'm so thankful I can do for myself. I really am.
Yeah, right. I was telling somebody because they was kind of getting irritated by these questions, and I said that like you said, I am so thankful that I can tell somebody no, I don't need that type of help, because that there are people that are our age or what is it called in their situation.
They're even younger that may need help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even younger.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And so it's a pleasure to be able to say no to all of this. I know it's a lot sometimes, but when you look at it that way, it's a pleasure to be able to say, okay, I don't need that. And do you need help dressing yourself?
The way I love is dress, can't nobody dress me. I love to dress. And they can't dress me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I had on my red underwear, my red suit, my red shoes, my red everything. Suddenly, I can't buy a dress, and they wouldn't know what to do. My husband may know because he's bragging on me, so he probably know what to put on me. But no, I don't want to buy a dress for me. I know exactly what I'm going to put on. I lay my clothes off the night before.
Yes, and I can
lay them out the night before. When I get my shower, bathing the next day, I can get them up and put my clothes on. And yeah, he likes to brag on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I like that. I like that. Okay. And I already know that the answer is no, but do you need help using the tongue?
What the?
I know. The next question is, do you need help using the tongue?
No, I don't need help. I'm a diabetic, but I don't need help. I take my meds like I'm supposed to. I have them lined up so I can take them, you know, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am very independent. That's one thing. I'm independent. So once I get somebody have to start to doing something for me, I'm probably going to lose my mind.
No. We're not gonna even say that.
I don't want nobody doing things for me. I like doing stuff for myself.
Yes. I understand what you're saying now. Yes, I understand. But we know that you've been brought this far and we just gonna believe that you're gonna go the rest of the way. It's a woman that she's 100 and something, and she was on the news and she was saying that she still wore her heels, and they put that in the as a title for the show.
Yeah, I wear my heels too, baby.
Yeah, that she still wear her heels.
Yeah, I wear mine too. I don't feel like I'm dressed if I don't have my heels on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So trust me, I know. And I like heels as well. So okay, and then it says, how often have you felt lonely or isolated from those around you? Would you say never, rarely,
never,
sometimes,
I
often,
love
always?
My alone time.
Okay, yes. Yes, all right. And then it says, in the past month, have you had a mood change that caused you to be bothered by feeling down, depressed, anxious, or hopeless? Yes, no, or don't know. All right. And then it says, in the past month, how many times have you fallen? Would you say done, one time, two times, three or four times, or don't know? It says, how many times have you fallen?
I haven't fallen in 2 years because I used to fall a lot. But I don't know what happened.
Okay, great.
I haven't fallen anymore.
Oh, okay. And then stop. Oh, okay, great. Yes. I'm glad to hear that. And, okay, so none. And it says, thanks for your patience. That wraps up the health survey. And I'm going to go ahead and get that submitted for you. And it says, okay, when your coverage begins, you will have access to many network retail and mail order pharmacies for you to choose from. Cinewell Mail Order Pharmacy is one option. Using Cinewell Pharmacy may save you time, and depending on your actual benefits, potentially money on your out-of-pocket costs. Would you like more information about how you can use your benefits at Cinewell Pharmacy when your coverage begins?
Yes.
Yes or no? Or already use
Cinewell
Pharmacy?
Yeah, I would love for Cinewell to send me my meds. I really would.
Okay. And let me see. I'm going to give you the information, and we can get that set up for you today, okay? And it says Cinewell Pharmacy is a network mail order pharmacy option that can deliver prescriptions to your home, saving you trips to the pharmacy. Cinewell Pharmacy also provides services like no contract, so you can start or stop this I'm sorry, let me start over. CenterWell Pharmacy is a network mail order pharmacy option that can deliver prescriptions to your home, saving you trips to the pharmacy. CenterWell Pharmacy also provides services like no contract, so you may start or stop this as you wish, free standard shipping with order tracking, refill reminders, auto refill for eligible medication, 24/7 pharmacist support. Based on the information we discussed, would you like CenterWell mail order pharmacy to fill your prescription once your plan is active? Okay, all right. And it says, just so you know, I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait. You are free to use any network pharmacy under your plan to fill your prescription, but you said yes. And it says, I'm going to walk you through the medication we have listed for you, making sure we have everything confirmed on our end before talking you through the next steps and what to expect from CenterWell. To get us started, let's go through your medication list for each medication. I need to confirm the supply amount, strength, dose, and form. I will also need to confirm the prescriber and the pharmacy where the medication is currently filled. Okay. And do you have your medication in front of you?
I have Metformin 1000, and I have.
Okay. Now I have
a list. You have them all already.
I do have them in front of me, but I need to make sure that all the information is correct. And if you want to, I can wait until you go
I'm
get
right
them
here.
If you want to.
They're right here. Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm finna pull up the first one and I will tell you hold on just a second, wait one moment. Cause I have to go down the list and as I go down the list, I'll tell you like this the one that we're gonna work on first, and then you can give me the information off of that one. And then we'll go to the next one, okay? All right. Okay, let me see. Okay, the Procephalol, Hydrocodone, the thiazide, I'm sorry, it's a tablet five through six, 0.25 mg. And it's saying it's a refill every month in 30 tablets.
That's a Prolol, HCTZ. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
That's the first one.
Yes.
And the next one.
Okay, and is that correct? Is it a tablet through 6.25 milligrams?
All of them. Okay, and Metformin 1000.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. Wait. Before we go to the metformin, can you tell me the strength of it? Is it 5 through 6?
5.25. 0.25 mg tablet. That's for the Bisoprolol.
Okay. Great. Okay. Are these refilled every month or every 3 months?
I've been doing it when the deal run out. They're just when I get 90 of these. So I think
okay, you get 90? Okay, because
they can refill them. They usually refill them and call the doctor and refill them for me. I don't, mail order. They always do it for me.
Okay. So do you want me to leave it as refill every month or refill every 3 months?
I don't know, I don't know how often. This is now you got me wondering, because I was saying every month, and I don't know if I need them.
just say every 3 months. Because see, when Central will.
Okay. Okay. And
they're gonna do, you know, fill them whenever they need to be filled.
Okay, it's whenever that you tell them, and let me ask you something. How many tablets come in this one? Did you say 90?
I have. Don't say. It has 60. Yeah, this has 60. So I guess that's
okay,
every 60. 2 months or whatever.
I don't know. But they'll get it straight. Okay. Now before I go to the other one, I have to make sure. Now, if you want me to, I can just leave them all at every month and put the quantity for 60 if you want me to.
Well, I really don't know because see, now I've gotten confused. I really have. Every month will be fine.
Okay.
Then put the quantity 60.
Okay. Okay. Every month and okay, but because whatever on that bottle, that's the reason why that I said that I'll wait for you to get the information, is you know that you can tell that information that comes out the bottle, and then you can And also, you can tell your doctor that you switched to Cinewell and to ask him or her to confirm whether or not that you sent in.
I'm going to tell him to switch me to Cinewell so I won't have to go out there in that cold weather to get my meds. Yeah, I'm just going to tell him. You understand?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. But ask him to make sure that everything is correct that you submitted
yes,
in.
It's all correct.
You understand
yes,
what I'm saying?
It's all correct.
Okay. And then, just 1 second. Well, we're going to go to the next one, and I'm going to tell you the next one that I have. Okay. And hold on just a second. Okay. Okay, the Levo to Tyrosine. Hold on just 1 second. And I can tell you which one. The Levo Tyrosine with the just 1 second. One moment. With the liver to serenine with the dihydrochloride tablet, and it's tablet 5 milligrams refill every month, 30 tablets. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's until I go to the doctor and see what's going on. Yeah, leave it at that.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then, hold on just 1 second. Hold on just 1 second. I'm gonna pull up the next one. Okay. Okay. The levothyroxine sodium tablet, 88 mcg, refill every month.
Right.
30 tablets.
That's for my thyroid.
Okay. All right. And then, okay, now we have the metformin HCL tablet, 1,000 mg, refill every month, 30 tablets.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you said right. The next one is the, just one second. I have another one. Okay. I'm going to put that information in. Okay. The temazepam is a capsule. And it's 30 milligrams refill every month, 30 tablets.
Right.
Is that correct?
Taking at night, sleeping medicine.
Okay, all right. And you said that sleeping medicine and you take it every night, okay?
Years, and I have to have something to help me sleep.
Okay. All right. 1 second. And the next. Oh, okay. Okay. That's all
that's
of
right.
The medication. And hold on. Wait. Just 1 second. Okay. And so. Now we need to go through, did the same doctor prescribe all of this medicine, or is it different doctors?
Dr. Jones prescribed my eye drop, but Dr. Varden prescribed all the rest.
Okay. So just one moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call them out. We got to go back through, because I was trying to make sure first that we didn't have to change the medication. So just one moment. All right. 1 second.
Do you know what you said to me when we first started talking? You said, I know you've been on the phone a long time, so I'm going to make it short.
Right.
Now I'm on here longer than ever.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, and I'm almost finished. The only thing is that we started talking,
what is it called? Start talking.
Exactly. So I'm not gonna hold you any longer. And like I said, if we don't start talking that there's not any problems on this end, we can move right through it, but that's the only reason why. And so I do apologize.
I just had to say that, that's all. You know, I don't mind talking to you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it. Hold on just 1 second. The first medication that the bisoprolol hydrochlorothiazide, which doctor prescribed that one?
Dr. Barney prescribed all of them except for my eye drop. Dr. Barney prescribed all of these.
Okay, and what office do you normally go to see your doctor? Is it 957 U.S.
1700.
Okay, 1700 Springfield Avenue. Okay, great. All right, and then what pharmacy?
I have to use
were you using
I
to get the
mail order?
CVS.
I have to use CVS.
Okay, that's what we get.
Yeah,
for you
today. I have to go to CVS. So
okay, and
I go to CVS until I can get it mail order.
Okay.
MLK.
Okay, and what street
right.
is it? MLK. MLK. Okay. All right, and would you like Centerwell Pharmacy to refill this prescription
yes.
automatically?
Yes,
yes or
they
no
don't
call
have
to
call
refill?
Me and things just send like they do my brother. They just send his. They send my husband. But I have not gotten back with Centerwell yet.
Yes.
So I want to get back with them.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. And then it says, would you like Centerwell Pharmacy to fill this as soon as you're eligible when your plan becomes
right.
effective at the
that's
plan
right.
effective date? Okay. All right. At the plan effective date, custom day, or decide later, and you said the plan effective date, this prescription for this medication will start to be fulfilled by Centerwell on February the 1st, 2026, okay? And it says, do you have at least 3 months' supply of medication available at your current pharmacy?
No,
yes or
I
no,
need to
or
get
unsure?
3 months' supply. I don't get them now. I get them done every month because of where they are.
Okay. Okay, I understand. And then it says, next, so, what you can do is tell them that you want to change that to, every 3 months. It's up to you, if you want to get that changed or leave it as is. Okay. Okay. All right. And, one moment, just 1 second. Okay. Okay. Just a second. Okay. Okay, Monday. Okay. I'm still here, and just 1 moment. Okay, and then it says the next medication. Okay, hold on. The next medication is the – hold on just a second. Yes. Okay. Okay.
I don't know what
the
Providence Hospital just sent me something. I don't go
okay,
to Providence for anything except to see my doctor, but Doctor Mobile Infirmary is my pharmacy, is my hospital. You might have to straighten that out.
Okay. Okay, 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 the who sent you something
see,
about your
Dr. Jones, Dr.
repeat that?
Jones
I'm sorry.
At Providence Hospital, he is where I have to go to see him. But all my other, I go to the Mobile Infirmary for inpatient help. So you know, and I guess that's what they were sending me at Providence. I don't go to Providence way out there. I mean, that's a long ways away.
Yes. Whoever scheduled that appointment? Now you want to call your doctor? Did your doctor's office tell you that they were going to refer you to something like that?
I haven't said anything about Providence Hospital since I've been on the phone all day today. Now I'm not going out there for anything because that's too far away. No.
Right. I don't know why.
I go to Mobile Infirmary, and that's around the corner.
for me.
Right, right. Then if no, someone call just, you and tell you about that, because one, it sounds like you're not aware. Just let them know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know why they did that. I'm gonna find out when I get off the phone. It's just that they had a thanks for choosing the Providence. Heck no, I did not. But anyway, I'll find out when we get off the phone, because I'm going to let them know we got to straighten this out, baby. I ain't going to move the property in the hospital for nothing. But what was that?
Right. Okay. So the next new medication is the, hold on just one second, the bosutiridine, chloride, but it's a tablet, and is that by Dr. Barnden?
Prescribed all of my medication. I only go to Providence to get my eyes examined.
Okay.
And to get eye drops. That's all.
Well, what medication is your eye drops?
I got to get those, too. Well, I have forgotten all about that. Let me, I have to go over and get them, because I don't have those.
No.
I take them early in the morning, that's it. Oh, boy. I got so many eye drops, I don't feel like I need to get but one. Because he only has so many over there. I don't know why. I don't know but one. That's too many drops. I'm coming.
Tell me when you're ready.
I had to go across the room.
You're fine. Take your time.
Oh, Lord. Okay, this one is MYDRIACYL. That's 1% by Alcon.
Okay. Oh, okay, you said MY?
RIACYL, 1%.
ACYL. Okay. MRYDRIACYL. Okay. For some reason, that didn't come up.
I don't have to put all this down.
Just one second.
I don't drop all these things in my eyes. What they gonna put? Make me blind? I'm just gonna drop what I think that's necessary. Now, I have this right here. I use it sometimes. Let me look. All right. This is, I don't see a name on here. This is DARZOLAMIBE.
DARZOLAMIBE. M-I-D-E.
Yeah, and that's H-C-I on the end. And that's,
Could you spell that one
it's
more time
G
for me?
E R Z Z as in
E R
zebra
Z
O L A M I D E H C I. That is
Wait. M I D E. Wait, hold on. D E. D E H C I.
It's D E R O L A M I D E. You get it? That.
Okay.
And
so no Z. All right.
C I.
Yes.
And that's how many? Let's see. How many milligrams that is? /8.5. You get it?
Okay, well, wait just one second. Okay, D-E-R.
Z as in zebra.
Okay.
O.
Uh huh. Is it D O R or D E R?
It is D E R. Z as in zebra. O L A M I D E H C I.
Okay. For some reason, I have D O R Z O L A M I D E, but I don't see the D E R.
Well, don't worry about it, because that's what's on here.
Okay. Now what you can do is check with maybe two of them have to stay with CVS and the rest can come through Cinewell. Unless your doctor can prescribe something else
generic. I don't take that medicine. I got so many drops. I don't take. I don't use. I don't use one. That's one I buy from Sam's Club. I don't take all that mess. And if I have 20/20 vision, why I'm on this mess anyway? You're gonna blind me.
Right. Okay. Right. So I'm not sure of what that is. That's something that you may have to take back to your eye doctor and ask him why you having to take that.
I don't worry. If my vision is 20/20, why should I worry about that? I will ask him though when I go.
Yes.
But I don't think it's necessary. I think they like to sell drugs.
Okay. But you say that the rest of them, the capsule, the metformin, the sodium, the other one that I just named
Dr.
out,
Boyd.
All of those are from
Dr.
the same
Boyd.
Doctor.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And Okay. And so Just 1 second. Hold on, just 1 second. Okay. Just 1 second.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that this medication right here, you know, what I'm about to give to you, this one, it says, hold on just 1 second. The temazepam capsule is 30 mg. Ills are a controlled specialty drug. It says you will need to ask your provider to send it to Cinewell directly, as we are not able to handle those type of drugs on this call. It says for more information.
I'm aware of all that.
Okay. It makes us let you know that information, and it says can call the Cinewell Pharmacy team on 1-855-310-5799. So I just want to let you know that. And it says once you set up your automatic refill, Cinewell will mail your medications before they are due. If a prescription has no refills, they'll contact your doctor. You will get a notification when your order is being processed. Changes or cancellation must be made within 10 days. Some medications, like controlled substances, like specialty drugs, are those covered by Medicare Part B, cannot be refilled automatically. Okay, and then it says, all right, I'm about ready to send this information to Cinewell Pharmacy for them to fill the selected medications when your new plan begins. Do you give Cinewell Pharmacy permission to fill the providers, to fax the providers if needed, obtain the prescription, or if needed, obtain the prescription?
Yes.
Form from your local pharmacy and fill requested prescriptions through Cinewell mail order pharmacy. It says, do you give permission to Humana, its subsidiaries, to send your personal information through to Cinewell pharmacy?
Yes.
Or no?
They used to send it, so they already have all of my information. But anyway, yes, I agree.
Okay. Do you have any medication allergies you would like health professionals to be aware of? Yes or no?
They already don't see me what I'm allergic to. They already know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now remember, you stop with them and you starting back, so they may need to update their records with you.
I can understand.
They're okay. I can tell you. So do you have anything that you're allergic to?
They don't send me what I'm allergic to. They already know beforehand what I'm allergic to. I can't take anything with codeine in it. They know all that. Yeah, they have my record. Now, may I go?
Okay. I'm trying to hurry up and finish, but it's okay. Then the only one that I'll check is codeine, and we can go to the next. It says, do you have any health conditions you would like the health professionals
codeine
to be aware
is what
of?
I can't take.
Yes or no? Okay. Do you have any health conditions you would like the health professionals to be aware of? Yes or no?
Not aware.
Okay. Got you. And it says, we already have your contact information confirmed. Would you prefer, Cinewell, to communicate with you about your medication by phone or email? How would you like for Cinewell to?
Phone or text message.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And it says, can you please confirm the address where you like your medication sent? I have your address listed as 1858 St. Stephen's Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Yes.
Okay, great. Registration is complete. Cinewell mail order pharmacy will use the selection you made today to get started in 7 to 10 business days, and you will get a message from Cinewell by email or text explaining your next steps and if they need any additional info to get your prescription
okay.
sent to you, okay? And it says, since there are specialty drugs listed, you may need to speak to a pharmacist who will provide you with information prior to mailing out your medication. It is important that you answer this call or call back because Cinewell may not be able to ship your medication, including refills, until you have spoken to a pharmacist, okay? So 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and get that submitted for you. And then next it says, I'm waiting on my screen to submit. And we're almost finished. I'm going to go on and get through this. And it says, I see Kay Barden as the primary
one
care
minute,
doctor
wait,
on
wait.
Your enrollment. Is this
what
a new doctor
him?
For you? Yes or no?
Oh, okay.
Kay
yeah,
Barden.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Is,
no,
is that a new doctor for you?
Doctor. No. No, that's my primary doctor.
Okay. 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 All right. And so thanks for confirming that. With your Humana Inc. plan, you're eligible for a covered annual wellness exam every 12 months with your primary care provider. And an annual wellness exam is not a routine physical and usually doesn't involve lab work or hands-on testing. Instead, it's more like a planning session to update a customized preventative care plan to meet your needs. Would you like me to help you get that appointment scheduled now, confirm existing appointment,
no,
or not
I'm
now?
I'm ready to go. I've been on the phone longer than I've ever in my life been on the phone.
All right. Okay. So, schedule now, confirm existing appointment, not now. And you said not now, not a problem. You can call Humana Inc. at any time for assistance with scheduling and an appointment with the primary care provider. And it says, would you like a call back to schedule at a more convenient
yes,
time?
Right.
Yes or no? It says, as we weren't able to get your annual wellness exam scheduled today, I will arrange for someone to give you a call back to get that
why
appointment scheduled for you. Can we give you a call back
why
at?
Why do I have to have that?
You just said yes to it. If you say no, if you don't want it, ma'am,
well,
you don't have to have
I,
it. You not want that, ma'am?
2 hours no more. I just don't like the telephone.
No. I'm asking you yes or no. Do you want the call back? Because if you don't want the call back,
okay,
you don't have to have the call back. All right. And it says, okay. And it says, okay, hold on just 1 second. I apologize. Okay, not a problem, and you can call Humana at any time for assistance with scheduling an appointment with the primary care provider. So I'm going to go ahead and get that submitted. And it says, we have covered a lot today. Our last step is to make sure you know what to expect next for your Humana Inc. plan. It may take 7 to 10 days for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to confirm and approve your Medicare enrollment. Once approved, Humana Inc. will send you a confirmation letter, welcome communication details with your plan benefits, your Humana Inc. member identification ID card, which you should bring to all your health care appointments once your plan starts. If you have any questions about your plan or benefits before you get your welcome kit, please call the Humana Customer Care Department at 1-888-899-0983. Okay. Now, if you want to, you can write that number down. If you don't, it's okay. And then for TTY, I know that you don't need it, is 711. They are both available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they can help you with anything we didn't complete today. Also, it was a pleasure working with you today. I hope that through this conversation, I have helped you feel confident about your healthcare decision. We are honored that you have chosen Humana, Inc., and thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
You.
All right. Thank you so much. Nice talking to you, and I you have
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Woo!
Bye-bye.
Too much for me.